Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and our guests today are Sarah, Carrie, and Tom from the Senior Care Volunteers Group. We want to welcome them to Around Town and tell their story about what they do. Folks, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you, Ron, very much.
Well, Carrie, so tell us about Senior Care.
Senior Care Volunteer Network is a volunteer organization in Crystal Lake. However, we serve all of McHenry County and Sun City, helping seniors remain in their homes as long as safely possible. And we do that by connecting volunteers with needs that seniors may have. Transportation seems to be one of our biggest programs, as well as our free lending closet. And the lending closet is actually open to everyone, no matter where they live.
With Sun City being so close, do you have a lot of folks you're working with right now in that area?
Yes, we do. And it's the ideal model for us of neighbors helping neighbors. We have both volunteers and we call our seniors care receivers because we are caring for them.
So your Senior Care Volunteer Network, you want to tell us about that, Sarah?
Sure. The organization actually started as an entity called Faith in Action, and we are actually looking at going into our 25th year next year.
Oh, wow.
We've been serving the McHenry County community for that long. Much of that time was under the name Faith in Action, so some of the listeners might remember us under that name versus Senior Care Volunteer Network that changed the name about 12 years ago now. Because it better exemplifies who and how we serve the community.
We should tell the folks, both Sarah and Carrie, how you got started in this and what your roles are in the organization.
I am the executive director of the organization. I've been there about 9 years, and I actually started in Carrie's role. And shortly after I got into the organization, the existing executive director stepped down, and I applied. And I'm so grateful they hired me because it's in a wonderful job. And I don't see myself doing anything different. So I'm in for the long haul.
Well, your heart is in it, and that's what counts.
Mm-hmm, very much.
And for me, I was fortunate enough, having 4 kids, to be home with them while my husband traveled. And I wanted, once they were grown, I wanted to go back to work. McHenry County College had a great program for people transitioning back into work. And I was actually going to become a caregiver for seniors because I have a passion for seniors and love seniors. A good friend of mine told me about this wonderful organization and an opening that they had. And I went online and I looked at it and I signed up to volunteer. I was like, I love this. I want to be a volunteer. And I did submit my resume. And I am thankful every day that Sarah took a chance on me without having experience in the role I'm in, and I've been there for 3 years.
That's truly a calling for something like that.
Yeah,
that truly
it is. It is.
And what kind of work do you give Tom? Is he kind of just the driver, or what do you do with Tom here?
I am a little bit of everything.
Okay.
I came into the program about 10 years ago. I moved from the Schaumburg area, and I used to do Meals on Wheels, and I was doing the same thing, but when I moved out here, Sun City is where I live, and they had an expo of various organizations, and I stopped by the Senior Care Volunteer Network table and signed up, and I've been here for about 10 years.
So why don't we tell the folks about the services that you provide?
Some of the services we provide are, I mentioned transportation earlier, we do friendly visits, we do minor home repairs, yard services, the lending closet, friendly phone calls, we deliver meals, incontinence products, grocery deliveries, a little bit of everything. I tell volunteers that come in, you tell me what you'd like to do, and I'll find a place for you.
So if you want to volunteer, do they contact you, Sarah, or Carrie? I mean, who
Carrie.
Do they contact?
On our website at scvnmchenrycounty.org, there's a I Want to Help, and they can fill out a little volunteer form, and then I will be in touch with them, and we'll connect that way. We also have an upcoming volunteer info session on April 18th. April 18th at 5 o'clock at our office in Crystal Lake.
And what's the address of that office?
42 East Street, and we are actually attached to the Crystal Lake Food Pantry. So okay. Really, off of Crystal Lake Avenue.
And do you give Tom assignments for grass cutting?
Tom would probably join us for, we do have groups. Speaking of grass cutting, I'll mention that too, because this is where sometimes community volunteers come on and help us out.
Sure.
Sunday, April 27th from 8:30 to 11, it's a Saturday morning, we meet at the office. Last time we did in the fall, we had about 100 people, and then we dispersed out to different seniors' homes that needed assistance, and it was a great morning. We partnered with schools, brownie troops, baseball teams, and then community volunteers, as well as our SET volunteers.
So for instance, like grass cutting, do they supply their equipment? Do you supply the lawnmowers, or how does that work?
And we actually, I want to clarify, we actually don't do grass cutting. What we offer is a fall and spring yard cleanup, because those tend to be challenging for some adults to do that. So we go in and do the stick pickup, we rake leaves, we clean it up. We will mow the lawn like one time, but we don't do a weekly yard kind of service.
And a volunteer brings the rakes and things like that?
We do bring all of that, and sometimes we have a sponsor who sponsors the bags for us, or the seniors will supply the yard bags.
So the name of the organization, that you want to tell us about that, the where it comes from and how that all got started?
I mean, 25 years ago, a small group of people, grassroots type thing, from some local churches through Crystal Lake and the surrounding area, came together and they saw the need. And, you know, you have to think about it. 25 years ago, that's some foresight compared to where we are today. And they started serving a couple dozen seniors in the area, lost the ability to drive, so they were taking them to appointments. And it just exponentially grew from, you know, a couple dozen clients or care receivers back in, you know, 19, I guess it would be like 2000, up to right now we have about 2,200 care receivers and over 250 volunteers.
Wow.
And it's an amazing model. All of our services are no cost to the care recipient. And because of the generosity of the volunteers who drive their own vehicles, use their own gas, supply a lot of the items needed to help these folks, it is an amazing service. And matter of fact, we just got an award from the McHenry County Community Planning and Development Department up at the county building as Partner of the Year.
So, well, congratulations.
Yeah, it's quite an honor, and we're very pleased to be part of the community. Privileged, really.
Of all your services that you provide, is there one in particular that stands out the most of all the services that people are in need of?
I would say primarily transportation. The second to that would be our medical equipment lending closet. Actually, right before COVID, Huntley was one of our sites for the medical equipment lending closet. So a lot of Huntley residents were aware that existed, and we had a great group of individuals, primarily Knights from St. Mary's, who helped run that entire closet. And during COVID, we had to close it down. But we still operate that out of our Crystal Lake office. And, you know, it's becoming more and more necessary, because as we age, we tend to lose some capabilities from here and there, have a surgery, we rehab, we recuperate, and all of the equipment is no cost. It's a free loan, and that is becoming fast almost our number one service.
So do you have, like, wheelchair-equipped vans?
No, we don't. And it's because the volunteers are driving their own vehicles.
Okay.
So most of our drivers, our volunteer drivers, don't operate out of a handicap accessible vehicle. So we don't drive those. And we do only serve with the transportation program. They do have to be fully ambulatory and capable of getting out of vehicles and able to do very autonomous.
Mm-hmm. Many of them do use a cane, walker, or rollator, and we do transport those, but we are unable to do wheelchairs.
Okay. I know that Tom is one of your ambassadors, and You're excited to have him share a little bit of stories about his experiences. Tom, if you would, please.
Sure. I started volunteering about 10 years ago and here with senior care. I've done the transportation, birthday flowers. Every month we deliver a bouquet of flowers for the care receivers that are having a birthday. And they are surprised, and they enjoy it. They get a little goodie bag and a card. Sometimes they haven't seen anybody in a while. And when you ring that doorbell and show the flowers through the window, a big smile comes on their face. Some of the friendly visits that I've done have turned into real friendships. You talk about a baseball. I had a baseball that was signed by about a dozen different Hall of Famers. And I brought it over to this care receiver who used to play baseball. And he was drafted by the White Sox years ago.
Okay.
I won't say his name or his age, but it was a long time ago. And a lot of the people on that ball, he knew not only who they were, but what their average was or what their one-loss record was. And he was very excited to see it. I had that ball for about 20, 25 years. And I was done with it. I wanted it a silent auction. So I gave it to him. He says, no, I can't take this. And I said, yeah, you can. It's yours. And I left it on the kitchen table for him. And it's still there on his kitchen table. And I go see him about once a week now. We keep in touch pretty good.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
it's really awesome, Tom.
It can come from a friendly visit can turn into an awesome friendship. I had one. Do we have time for another story?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got plenty of time. Don't worry about
it. I was driving to and from his dialysis. And one day on the way back home, I would take him to the dialysis and wait for him and then bring him back home. And he said, you know, I miss my brother-in-law. He passed away a couple of years ago, and we used to play chess, and I really miss him. And I said, I'll tell you what, when we get home, set up the board. I'll give you a game. So that's what we did. His wife was there. She made coffee for us. And it turned into a regular routine that after dialysis, she would have plates and napkins and silverware out, and she'd make like a coffee cake and have coffee for us, and we'd play chess.
That's amazing. You get free coffee, you get free desserts, right? Did you beat him at chess, or did you let him
win? Yeah, I did. No, that made him mad. That made him mad. The first time, you know, he was losing, and he kind of bumped the board, and his wife yelled at him for cheating. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was nice to bring a smile to his face. And they moved to Ohio, and when they moved, they gave us all their house plants and some memorabilia from their house. So
that's pretty neat, Tom.
Yeah,
that really is.
There's a million stories like that. There's little old ladies that I would just take care of them and then come in the house. One of them made pizzellis. You know what that is?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
sure.
So we would have coffee and pizzellis. So it's a very rewarding volunteer job. And I know a lot of our listeners are from Sun City, and I want to tell them that you're not too old to do this, okay? I'm 73. You can do this. If you can still drive, you can give people rides, and you'll make new friends, and it's a very rewarding thing to do.
And not only that, but you get to go to people's houses and have coffee and donuts and pizzellis.
Yeah, and they
right?
give you their house plants when they move.
Look at you, you devil, you. Look at you, Tom.
I think the relationships that you make and meet are really key and profound. And Tom, thank you. And I just, if it's okay, Ron, I just want to do a
Absolutely.
Shout out.
Go ahead.
To all of our volunteers. April is National Volunteer Appreciation Month, and we have some of the most amazing I call them difference makers and joy givers because that's what they do. They go above and beyond all the time for us, and we're lucky to have them. And also a thank you to all the volunteers out there. They make the world more beautiful.
So with the volunteers, Carrie, is there a certain amount you need per day, or how does that work?
You know, one of the things that volunteers love about our organization is we have a portal, and they get to pick and choose what they would like to do. We have about 250 active volunteers who served over 14,000 hours last year. We have some people that volunteer every day. We have some people that volunteer once a week. We have some people that volunteer once a month. So they love that flexibility. We have some that take off for 3 months and go west or go south for the winter, and then they come back. So we are very grateful to have them, and there's always a need. The senior population is growing quickly, and as it grows, we have to continually grow.
I know that there's some important months for you, but like, for example, April and May are important months because that's spring cleanup, correct?
It is. It is.
And that's where you need more volunteer help?
We do, and that's also great opportunities for groups. If you are in a professional organization, or you have a scouting troop or a youth church group, I loved last fall. That's the other thing I love is our inclusivity for our volunteers. We had as young as 7 all the way up until the 80s out raking the grass and just being together, and that is really joyful to see.
Do you have specific dates for cleanup?
We do. Our dates are April 27th from 8:30 to 11. And again, you would meet at our SCVN office, and you could send me an email from our website. And then we also have Sunday, May 19th from 1 to 3. But if those dates don't work for your group, please reach out to me. We will pick a date that works for your group because we get a lot of calls from seniors for our yard cleanups.
But you meet at your center first?
We do on those two dates. We meet at the center first.
And then kind of disperse from there.
Right, and we usually have bags that we give out to take and a couple instructions and things like that. And it's also a great opportunity because for them to see our center and what we do, because they're amazed when they come in and they see the medical equipment. And
So I see there's a rib fest coming up. Does Tom do the cooking for that?
Does Tom do the cooking?
I do the eating.
That's okay. Rotary Club, and we try to get out in the community throughout the year. We'll have our T-shirts on so people see us serving in the community, and they're like, hey, what's that all about? So we're usually there. We try to be at Huntley Farmers Market at least one time a season. And we've recruited volunteers that way as well. And then word of mouth. Tom, our ambassador, and all of our volunteers are great for sharing our organization with others.
And right now you've got, what, about 249 active volunteers?
Yes.
Wow, that's,
and several groups that we work with as well.
That's a lot of volunteers.
It is, and the majority of them are seniors.
Yeah.
You know, we have 65 or so percent, or actually it's higher than that. I think it's like 72%. Of the volunteers that serve for us, or with us, I should say, are over the age of 65. So the recent retiree, someone who's looking for something to do, that's really the people who seek these kinds of opportunities. And like Tom, you know, they are all telling us constantly that, you know, they're thanking us for giving them this opportunity. And I'm remiss to not mention that the volunteer program is actually probably our largest program, even before transportation in the lending closet, because of how many people are out there supporting the community. And you really wouldn't even know it. You know, you could be in the grocery store standing next to one of our volunteers helping another person shop, and you wouldn't even know it.
So we should talk about the nitty-gritty. What keeps your organization going? I mean, it's great. You have to have funds, correct? So let's get that out there. Let's tell everybody, Sarah.
Yeah. So because we provide no-cost services, we are always, of course, looking for supportive ways to be funded from all different people. So we do have individual donors. And a lot of those donors, beyond giving their time, their resources, their vehicles, their gas, our largest donor base financially is actually our volunteer base. Beyond that, we do have some grants that we write through the McHenry County Senior Services Grant Commission, and that is a subset of the Community Planning and Development Department that just honored us with that award. We also do get some support from the McHenry County Division of Transportation to help support our transportation program. They do see the gap we fill in the community for the senior population, so we're very fortunate to get support from them. We have some private foundations that support us, like last year the Foglia Family Foundation supported us with a full match on our year-end appeal, and that was a large amount of money, and we couldn't have reached our goal without it. So we're very grateful to entities like that. The Mental Health Resource League, even though in hospitals, even though we are not a healthcare agency, and I think that's very important to articulate, we don't provide personal care at home. We don't provide, respite care services. You know, we do friendly visits, and we really want to look at the mental health component of that as well. But even though we don't get those things, we do get support because they see the value of the health and wellness piece of what we're able to do with our programs and what the volunteers are able to provide as the direct service provider.
So if someone wants to make a donation, how do they go about doing that, Sarah?
We do have a way to give on our website. Carrie, I think you mentioned that early, SCVN, mchenrycounty.org. It's like the longest extension ever. It's scvnmchenrycounty.org. And certainly people can give an online gift that way. We do take some, we're always looking for kinds of in-kind types of donations for our birthday bags. There's some groups, local area groups, that'll make blankets for some of the people borrowing equipment in the lending closet, or walker bags. Anything they can call if they want to donate something, we always ask they call first. The in-kind donations of the lending closet, those are all donated items. So if someone's no longer needing a walker or a transport chair, whatever that might be, if it's durable medical, which is cleanable, and we
sure.
can sink clean, we can certainly consider taking that as a donation. And all of those save the organization money. So we wouldn't be able to operate the lending closet without those donations. We certainly wouldn't be able to go out and purchase those items. So any in-kind gift is also a type of gift. We are kind of limiting how much we can take because we only have so much room. So we do ask that people call to see if we're accepting donations in the in-kind way. Cash is king, of course. I know that sounds kind of abrupt, but it's the truth, and we can't operate without that. And the gift of your time is probably our greatest commodity, is the volunteers and what they're able to give in time. Right now, there's an estimated value on a volunteer hour. It's more, I think, than any of the staff make because it's valued at like $32 an hour. And that's through the independent sector, and they release that every year. And when you multiply that out times 14,000 hours, you're talking nearly $500,000.
Wow.
In contributed time. So the model, the way it's so unique, is that when you're getting that kind of support from people in the community who are willing to give up that type of time, that value in time, we're saving the general community thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars that aren't tax dollars, that aren't coming from insurance companies. And we're able to just sort of circulate this gift among the community, and it not cost millions of dollars. So even though we are a huge corporation, really, when you look at it, we're a very, very small team supporting 250 people who are donating their time. So it's a really interesting model, but it's effective.
That's really wonderful. It tells a true story about your organization, what you're doing. I mean, you have to be really dedicated and love what you're doing. It's something that comes from your heart, mm-hmm. and you have to believe in what you're doing, and that makes it possible for everything to come together. We want to thank Sarah and Carrie and Tom for being here today. And you folks that have been listening to 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio, go to huntleyradio.com for more information, get to our shows. We want to thank them for being here today, and have a great day, folks.
Thank you, Ron, for having us.
You're welcome.
Very, very much.
You're welcome.